Chapter 62-65. Men, brethren, we indeed have written to you sufficiently about the things pertaining to our religion, and which are most profitable for a virtuous life for those who wish to direct their steps in piety and righteousness. For concerning faith and a change of mind and genuine love and self-control and soundness of mind and endurance, we have touched upon every point. We have reminded you that you must be well-pleasing to Almighty God, with sacredness in righteousness and truth and long-suffering, being of one mind. You should forget injuries in love and peace, continuing in gentleness, even as our previously mentioned fathers, who, in their humble-mindedness, were found pleasing to the Father and God and Creator, and to all men. And we have more willingly reminded you of these things, because we were well assured that we were writing to men who are faithful and well reputed and had studied the accounts of God's correction. Therefore, approaching so many and great examples, we should rightly bow our necks and adopt the attitude of obedience, so that by abandoning this vain sedition, we may reach the goal set before us in truth, wholly free from blame. For you will grant us joy and gladness if you obey the things which we have written through the Holy Spirit, rooting out the illegal anger of your jealousy, according to the plea for peace and harmony which we have made in this letter. Now, we have also sent faithful and sound-minded men who have lived among us blamelessly from youth to old age. And they will be witnesses between you and us. Now, we have done this in order that you may know what our entire mind has been and remains, and that you may quickly be at peace. May the all-seeing God and Master of the spirits and Lord of all flesh, who elected our Lord Jesus the Anointed One and us through Him to be a special people, grant to every soul who calls upon His magnificent and holy name faith, fear, peace, endurance, long-suffering, self-control, purity, and sound-mindedness, so that they may be well-pleasing to His name through our chief priest and protector, Jesus the Anointed One, through whom be to Him glory and greatness, power, honor, even now and for all the ages of the ages. Amen. Now quickly send back our delegates in peace with gladness, Claudius Ephebos and Valerios Vito, and with Fortunatos, that they may quickly carry back to us a message of the peace and harmony which we have earnestly prayed for and desired, and that we may also more quickly rejoice over your stability. The favor of our Lord Jesus the Anointed One be with you, and with all those in every place who have been called by God, but also Him, through whom be to Him glory, honor, power and greatness, an age-enduring throne, from the ages to the ages of the ages. Amen.